Is there any time of the day or night or week or month or whatever when these things are easier to do, when natural forces are more with you?
Absolutely. You could always use a waxing moon when you are going after something positive, or a waning moon if you're doing a separation or a breakup.
Huh.
You can use a new moon or a full moon because it will give you extra power.
Why is the moon important?
The moon has such an influence on this planet, not just in the tides, and of course, us being so much filled with water on our emotions, but when you also use, let's say, the goddess Diana and the influence of the waxing and the waning of the moon, you're gaining extra power. And so, therefore, when you're doing this kind of a ritual, you want all the assistance, all the help that you can get.
And you can get it by timing it just right.
Absolutely. In the evening is the best time. The reason why is you always want to make sure that the subject that you are working on is in a repose or in a relaxed state. So the best time is when they're sleeping.
I would like to understand really what it is about the moon. I don't doubt its power, Evelyn. Anybody who does anything with the public, I do a talk program, and you can be doggone sure if you do an open line night on a full moon night, look out, baby, it's going to hit the fan. And, you know, cops can tell you, emergency service workers can tell you, 911 people can tell you, the moon really is important to us in one way or another. And when that moon gets full, people get nuts.
Because, see, the moon is the closest to us, and it is the one that reflects all of the vibrations and all of the energies from the entire universe and solar system. It is what beams here to Earth. When we understand these influences, we can tap into the forces and the vibrations and use them to manipulate.
You know, astronomers say it's rubbish that the amount of effect, gravitationally or in any other way, that the moon or other planets could have on us is ridiculous. There just couldn't be an effect, they say, and yet I don't doubt it. Having witnessed it over many, many years here in talk radio, there is something about the moon, so there's something they don't know.
That is correct. And again, when you're calling upon the goddess, Diana, then you can also use what is called blood on the moon. Now, this is taking it to the next level. When you want to really bind a person to you,
yes,
sexually,
yes,
not only in this lifetime, but even in the next.
You mean there's sex in the next life?
Yeah.
That's we'll get back to that. That's important.
Yeah.
Please continue. So
what you're going to use is the blood, menstrual blood. 3 drops is used, and it is either going to be put in wine that is going to be ingested by the subject.
What kind of blood?
Menstrual. Your menstruation blood.
My God.
3 drops. This is very ancient art. This has gone back thousands of years.
I've never heard of anything like this in my life.
I told you, most people who are practitioners are not going to give up this kind of information.
Yeah. I can see why.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Okay, and so
you're going to mix that into, let's say, a sugu, a sauce,
yeah,
okay, that would be ingested by your subject.
Uh-huh.
Or you could mix it in, as I mentioned, the wine, or a meatloaf, or a sandwich,
yeah,
anything.
It doesn't matter, but it's a binding agent?
Binding agent.
The binding agent.
Yeah, it's better than the witch's cord. It's better than a knob candle. It's better than the thread that you tie in knots. This is the ultimate binding action, and it has been used for tens of thousands of years. Just like the nectar of the gods, honey, is blood.
Where, Evelyn, is knowledge like this written down? Is it written down?
Oh, if you would get some of the old Leland books or Aradia, the Gospel of Witches, I believe there's also Dion Fortune has several books
right.
that are very good on it. I'm just pulling it right off the top of my head, but there are several excellent books out there.
Yeah, I was just curious. This is knowledge that has been known and practiced for how long?
Tens of thousands of years. Because we haven't even gotten into the planes of existence and what you can do by creating a familiar, a doppelganger. We haven't gone there yet, babe.
That's when
it gets sinister.
When you cast a spell of this kind, what can your expectations be in terms of how long it might last? Is it a temporary thing? Does it last a number of years, a lifetime? What?
If you have a person that you are trying to cause them to go against their natural choice or will, then you're going to have to do the ritual often in order to sustain it.
Oh.
If you have a willing partner, meaning a loved one, a husband, a wife, then the spell is going to only increase and it can last a lifetime. And again, to the next lifetime.
But that's natural love enhanced.
Right. That's natural love enhanced.
But if you're essentially
going against the person's free will, you have to continue it.
Yes, if you're forcing somebody, then you've got to reinforce it how often, for example?
It depends on the strength of the practitioner. If they're a practitioner that's got at least 15 years under their belt, I would have to say it would last possibly years.
Huh.
If they are a person that's a neophyte, a chela, an initiate, 6 months.